episode 371, When It Doesn't Work.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? Come on in. Take a load off. I know you have been carrying a lot on your shoulders this week, and you're feeling maybe a little worn down, and you're like, oh, gosh, if it would just work the way I'd want it to. Sometimes it just doesn't work that way. Life doesn't go always as planned. But today, guess what? You get to spend some time. You can reflect on it. Maybe you can gain some new inspiration. Maybe a better even direction. Clarity. Understanding, okay, maybe I'm here. But in order to take this next step, I need to do this. That's worth 10, 12 minutes of your time, right? So come in, let's get comfortable, grab a drink. If you're working out, great, keep pumping it hard because yes, I'm right there with you, sister. Okay, for those of you who just found Create Your Now, welcome to the family. We are an awesome family. Yes, I must say we are. And we have got a new website coming out. And I've said that before, and it was supposed to already be launched, but I ran into a few hiccups, which it seems to be that that's my life. But you know what? We don't go there. We take it one step at a time because you know what? When it doesn't work, we find out what does work. So if you're wondering, hey, I want to get in a little bit more. I want to get closer to you. Come on over to the Create Your Now podcast group. That's facebook.com/groups/Create Your Now podcast. Now, this is for women only. We do have a men's one available if you're interested in that, men, for those of you who listen. But for women, come on in, ask to join. It is a closed group. It is private. So I have to let you in. And yes, it'll be me who will open that door. So request it. We'd love to have you. We're a very small, intimate group growing because I know when you come into that, you're revealing who you are. And that's kind of scary. And you're like, oh, I don't know that I want to put myself out there. And sometimes you can't because of your situation. I get that. So guess what? We've got some new things coming up on the website. I am so excited. So I need to ask a favor of you. Very rarely do I ask of favors, but I really need this one to happen. I need you guys to say a prayer for me. If you believe in prayer, I need you to say a prayer that this website's going to come together here in the next few days, that we can go ahead and launch it. It's not going to be perfect, but it's not about perfectionism, is it? Yeah, I've let that go a long time ago. So I want to get it out to you guys so you can enjoy it, so we can begin to communicate a little bit differently, and I can give you some more information. We can continue to expand on it. I'm so, so excited. You probably can't hear my voice, but I'm jumping up and down. I want you all to have it, and it's going to be something that's going to be ongoing. We're going to keep adding to it. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. So if you will do me a favor and say a little prayer for me, I would really appreciate it. I just need a few more things done with it. And when you're kind of behind the scenes doing the work yourself and you run into hiccups, man, I wish I was a programmer sometimes. But you know, when it doesn't work, what? You find another way. So today, that is what we're chatting about. And if you want to join the group, come on in and join it. Otherwise, you could go like our page. You can just go to Facebook, Create Your Now, like the page. I'd love to see you like it. And you can comment on there. You can private message me. I'm on Twitter. I'm here to serve you. Okay, enough of those domestic beauties and prayer requests. We got to get on to why you came. When it doesn't work. Now, this whole segment, you know, it was kind of hard to think about. What should I call this? But in life, as we go about it and we're doing it, whether we're doing the dishes or we have a major project or we're trying to raise the children or we're in an airplane flying, regardless of where we are, there are times that come up when it just doesn't work. And it doesn't matter, honestly, where you are. There's a formula that can get you out of it when it doesn't work. And I've actually used this formula, yes, on the website, believe it or not, and a few other things in my life too. And so it's a very simple formula. And so I really want to start today off with the kiss. I know that's a little backwards. We don't usually do that. But I want to start off with it first because then I want to talk about it more in depth. So I want to give you the tools and the strategies now so then you can go ahead and move forward. Make sense? Okay, so here is your kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Number one, you have to reevaluate. pause and reevaluate. Number two, you have to love where you are in your journey. Now, we're going to expand on this. I'm just getting into you first, and then we're going to go deeper, okay? Number three, you have to muzzle the fear and self-doubt. Yes, muzzle the fear and self-doubt. And number four, you have to reignite. Boom. Yes, reignite. You got to, you know, turn that engine on again. See if it's going to turn over instead of going. You want it to turn over, right? Okay, maybe that was a really old car way back when. But even today, if we don't have the battery working, what do you do when it doesn't work? In life, we want everything to go our way. It's a way of controlling it. We're human beings, and human beings like to have control. And as much as we would like to have it, we really don't have it. Make sense? And so we're kind of working against something that we don't have control over, yet we want to have control over. So a lot of times we're faced with situations that it just doesn't work. So what do you do? Well, number one, you have to reevaluate. So let's take, for an example, disciplining a child, okay? Y'all have been there. Come on, moms, right? You're coming up with strategies as to how to discipline your child. When my children were growing up, when they were younger, it would be easy because we could just like set them in time out, or sometimes it would just take that look from mother from across the room and was like, major daggers, you know, coming at him. And they're like, okay, and they just shape up so quickly and not even another word would need to be said. But then they started to get older and they would get a voice behind them and not just a temper tantrum voice or I'm going to express it the way I want to by yelling and screaming back at you. But they come back with reasoning and rationality. And you're like, whoa, that means you're growing up. And that means I have to think differently. So when you look at disciplining your child, you have to reevaluate sometimes on how you do it. The timeout may not work anymore when they're 16 years old. You know, and grounding, well, maybe it just doesn't get to them like it used to. And they have a job now, so taking away their allowance is not an option. And then you go into, wait, but there's electronics, and they're in an electronic world, and oh, I can take their phone because that shuts everything down. You see, when it doesn't work, you've got to reevaluate first. So you can do that disciplining a child. Now, you can take this further. Because you have to love where you are. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to say, okay, I'm going to accept where I am. But you have to love who you are. We talk about this a lot. Love your reflection. But you see, you're on a journey. You're in a quest. And when you're on that quest to becoming your best selfie, you still need to accept. You still need to love who you are right now. And that doesn't mean you're settling because you're on a quest to becoming your best selfie. Understand? I want to make sure you get that. So when you're being a mom and you're looking at things, okay, I'm trying to discipline my child and I feel like I'm just this horrible mom because I've taken away my daughter's phone for an entire week. And my goodness, you would think every time I try to talk to her, she's mad at me and she slams the doors and she doesn't get it. Well, at 13 years old, that's okay for them not to get it because you loving where you are, helping her in the direction of her life, in her journey, is in the long run going to work better. So obviously the timeout's not working. So you've already reevaluated and you've taken away her phone. Now she's got it gone for a week and you're beginning now what? To question. You know, you're accepting of who you are. But now you've got that, oh, what? Self-doubt creeps up in that mind. And, oh, man, am I really making the right decision? Oh, especially if you're a single mom and you're having to do this on your own. Yeah, that is tough because you're it in the household. And you feel like a little ant. And they're like this major giant looking down at you. But you got to muzzle the fear and self-doubt because you're doing right, mom. When it doesn't work, muzzle that fear and self-doubt. You're doing good. And number four, you have to reignite. So when you're looking at the whole process, okay, well, I took away her phone. We did it for a week. We're on day six. She now seems to be responding to me differently. It's opened up a line of communication. She's talking more to me. Okay, you personally are beginning to feel even more confident. You're muzzling that fear and self-doubt. Because before it wasn't working, right? And now you're like, okay, wait, now it is. Then it's time what to reignite. You reset where you're going. And so then you go forward with the new plan. Now that new plan you've already figured out because you already figured out what didn't work before. Make sense? Are you following me? So you've got reevaluate, love where you are, muscle the fear and self-doubt, and reignite. Let's look at working out. Health and wellness, fitness. Oh my goodness. We are mid-January right now. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh. Already we're going to be talking, if not already, about Valentine's Day. Oh, I can't believe it. It seems like it's going way too fast already. Well, so we're mid-January. And you have all these goals to work out. I read one of my girlfriends on Facebook is like, I want to work out 5 days a week. 5 times a week. Not necessarily 5 days. Well, I guess it'd be 5 days. But 5 times a week. And she said on there, she goes, but how do I know when I can cross off that goal? When do I meet that goal? Well, and then later on, she came back and said, oh, my 5 times a week only worked the first day and a half. I got a total of 1 workout, and then I did 2 workouts, and then I went to the 3rd workout, and I was done on the 3rd day. Then I got back into my old habits, and there I went. When it doesn't work, what do you do? Well, with working out, for example, you got to stop, pause, reevaluate. Reevaluate what you want. Maybe you need to reevaluate how you see fitness and putting it into your lifestyle. Remember, we did an episode on that. Not putting fitness and making fitness your lifestyle, but taking fitness and putting it into your lifestyle. It's a way of looking at it all perspective. So you need to reevaluate. Maybe it's too much. Maybe you have never worked out for 5 days a week and you're kind of in a crazy time right now. Winter, people are more stuck inside. You have more commitments as to taking the kids and they just can't kind of wander and be out there for an extra 10, 15 minutes waiting for you to come pick them up because why? It's freezing. So maybe saying 5 days a week isn't going to work for me now, but I'm going to go for a strong 2 days a week with a total of 30 minutes, which gives me a solid hour. I'm doing nothing now. If I can get an hour of intentional work in, wouldn't that feel good? Now, number 2, love where you are. Remember, this isn't where you really want to be. Remember, you wanted to be at 5 times a week. But now you're beginning to think, okay, really, that's not working. So if I go to 2 times a week, I'm setting myself up for success. I know I can grow from there. If I gain that daily goal and I accomplish it, then I can add on another day. And when I accomplish that, then I can add on another day. Oh, see, begin to start feeling better about yourself. Love where you are. Then number 3, muzzle that fear and self-doubt. When you begin to have that plan, and instead of saying, gosh darn it, I've already failed. I can't do 5 times a week, so why even do it at all? It would be stupid to even try. No, it wasn't. You're just second-guessing yourself. Stop doing that. Muzzle the fear and self-doubt. Take your reevaluation, loving where you are, and say, okay, I can do this, but I'm going to do it this way. And then what? Number 4, you reignite. You've got your new plan. Reignite, that's the take aim portion of it. So you action ignites motivation. So you're going to work out 2 times a week. You set yourself up for success. When it doesn't work, you go through these steps. You see where this is going. Do you understand how you can apply this in your daily life? Okay, think about this. It can work with your communication with your hubby. It can with a new business. Maybe you're trying to create a blog and a website, hence me, and you're stuck on an area that it's just not working. Go through it. Reevaluate. Love where you are. Love how much you've accomplished so far. Be proud of it. Muzzle that fear and self-doubt in you and reignite. Take that next step. It could be done with your church volunteer work. You see, when it doesn't work, there's always a way. It's when you give up. that there's no longer a way because you close your own doors. You don't want to close your own doors. Think about an oak tree. If we could grow an oak tree in one day, oh my gosh, would that not be cool? But would it be as strong as if it was grown over tens and tens and tens and tens of years? Oak trees, I mean, they last a really long time. Have you seen the 100-year-old oak trees? They're magnificent. They're so huge. I mean, you stand underneath them and you feel like an ant because they're so big. If you could take that and grow that in a day, really, would it be the same? No, it wouldn't. You see, you are on a journey. You wouldn't understand the magnitude of it. So really, in order to sum this all up and to make it simple, you got to be patient and be present in your moments. Because it's when it becomes the sum of the magnitude of greatness that's indescribable, it's called your life. It's your best selfie. But you have to be patient and present when it doesn't work. Because it will work as long as what? To use the kiss. Reevaluate. Love where you are. Muzzle that fear and self-doubt and reignite. I believe in you, and no matter what journey that you were on in your life, in your business, in your finances, in your relationships, in your career, I'm carrying that belief torch for you. When it doesn't work, don't give up hope. Go out and be patient and be present in your moments so it can become the sum of the magnitude of greatness that's indescribable called your life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.